planning, and scheduling. What's the difference? As a recruiter, organization is extremely important. But part of the problem is, to get organized, you have to determine whether you're someone who's very conceptual, strategic, tactical, or operational in your thinking. Some people are conceptual, always looking at the big picture and overall strategy and direction they're headed in. Some people tactically look at the maneuver from point A to point B, and some people focus on operational issues. No matter what you think or what your methodology of working, whether it is conceptual, strategic, tactical, or operational, the big thing you need to understand is the difference between planning and scheduling. A plan tells you what to do. A schedule merely tells you when to implement the plan. Recognize that some people are very good at scheduling Project A and Project B and Project C. They tend to be operational, tactical people. Some people are very good at planning, but when it comes down to the actual implementation step, they don't have as much focus on carrying out the actions on the schedule since they're focused on the overall plan and they end up getting confused. A plan is the what, and a schedule is the when to do it. One of the concepts that relates to planning is interlocking objectives. You must be able to establish a set of objectives, then interlock the activities that tie into achieving those objectives. When you sit down to develop your plan, you need to ask yourself four questions. 1. What must happen? 2. How long will it take for each of these things to happen? 3. How do I prioritize these activities? 4. How do I allocate the time for these activities to occur? It's common to find people who spend a lot of time scheduling and they don't understand some of the basic rudiments that relate to it. They don't allocate enough transition time between appointments, phone calls, meetings, etc. And because there's no margin for error in their schedule, they're always running up against the next activity and often running late. Allocating the right amount of time between activities is critical. For example, when traveling to a particular place, don't say to yourself, "How long is it going to take to get there?" Say to yourself, "What time do I have to leave to get there on time?" You may also want to schedule activities on the quarter of the hour instead of on the hour. I'll meet you at 3:15 or 4:15 instead of 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. The extra 15 minutes allow for unforeseen delays or detours. Lastly, if you think something is going to take a certain amount of time, add 20 or 40% to that block. The extra time will compensate for interruptions, technical problems, or having to wait for latecomers. Let's look at the idea of the plan, which is a little bit more strategic and looks at the bigger picture. Let's say, for example, my plan is to try to make 3 contacts with a particular applicant. I really want to make sure that I can enlist the person by a certain date. The important questions to consider are, when do I see the applicant? What do I do between the activities? How do I keep in touch with the person? Our advice to you is to examine your use of time and how effectively you're getting things done, and if it's all handled in a professional manner. Over a period of a couple of weeks, keep a record of how you spend your working hours. Your planning guide is an excellent tool for this exercise. If you see that you've been wasting too much time, pick up some study materials that relate to enhancing your time management skills. You have to be able to put what you learn into a consistent system you will use all the time, the same way you condition yourself to apply the impact selling system with your leads and applicants. Time management is really about prioritizing activities, and that can be a real challenge for some recruiters. The best way for anyone to start establishing priorities is to sit down, take a look at their plan, and label every activity based on importance. Your ability to prioritize is critical, along with the ability to develop a strategy and have a tactical approach. Planning is much more strategic. Scheduling is much more operational. It's how you establish long and short-range goals and objectives. A long-range goal might be to become the number one recruiter in your flight or squadron. To reach that goal, you look at last year's production numbers and tell yourself that you might reach your goal if you increase your accessions this year by 25%. That new production figure becomes your objective. Furthermore, your objectives can be broken down into even shorter range objectives. For example, you may tell yourself that to increase my productivity by 25% this year, I have to recruit an average of 1 more person per month than I did last year. Knowing this figure, you can now schedule the activities that will help you reach those shorter range objectives. And if you achieve all your objectives, you're much more likely to hit your long-term goals. The key to good time management is self-discipline.